Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Emergency services in eastern England say a plane has crashed near an airbase, and the U.S. Air Force says it's investigating. Cambridgeshire Fire Services said two crew had been called to farmland in Redmere in Cambridgeshire, which is about 7 miles or 11 kilometers from the eastern England airbase Wednesday. Police said it wasn't immediately clear if there had been any casualties. A Air Force spokeswoman, Stephanie Longoria, at the Lakenheath Air Base said the service was looking into reports that a jet crash, but had no further information. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad returned home Wednesday after making a rare trip to Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin and discuss the Russian military campaign backing Assad's army that began 3 weeks ago. Assad's visit came after on Tuesday that Russia and the United States announced a memorandum of understanding to enhance air safety as they conduct separate air operations aimed at terrorist targets in Syria. However, Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says it does not indicate any cooperation with Moscow's policy.
The MOU does not establish zones of cooperation, intelligence sharing, or any sharing of target information in Syria. The discussions through which this MOU was developed do not constitute U.S. cooperation or support for Russia's policy or actions in Syria. In fact, far from it, we continue to believe that Russia's strategy in Syria is counterproductive and their support for the Assad regime will only make Syria's civil war worse.
Meanwhile, during Tuesday's meeting in Moscow, Assad thanked Putin for Russia's help, saying that without it, terrorism would have spread to more areas. You're listening to VOA News. Two Chinese diplomats were killed and another injured during a shooting Wednesday at a restaurant in a central Philippine city, according to local police and news reports. The Consul General Song Ra was injured and two of his staff were killed in the shooting at the Lighthouse Restaurant in Cebu City, according to police. The Philippine Daily Inquirer reported that the Consul General was in stable condition, adding the two suspects, a man and a wife, have been detained. So far, no motive for the attack has been given. Iraqi leaders will begin a process Wednesday to select a commander who can serve as a central figure to better organize the various forces fighting Islamic State militants. U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford said during Tuesday's visit to Iraq that the U.S.-led coalition needs one person who can speak with authority on the ground campaign in order to provide better support. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is meeting Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as he continues to try to calm a wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The talks in Ramallah follow Ban's meeting on Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, during which the UN chief spoke of the danger of allowing an escalation into a full religious conflict with potential regional implications. Ban told reporters that security measures can be counterproductive if they are applied without special efforts to defuse a situation before people lose their lives. Security forces in Congo Republic's capital fired warning shots and tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters marching against a referendum they say is a ploy to extend the president's grip on power. It comes a day after police killed four opposition supporters. President Denis Sassou Nguesso's critics accuse him of seeking to use a referendum on Sunday on whether to lift a limit on the number of terms a president can serve to extend his rule ahead of an election year next year. Meanwhile, U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the violence.
We strongly encourage opposing sides to come together in dialogue to defuse the situation and to seek true consensus on a way to move forward without further bloodshed. As before, we believe peaceful, free, and transparent transfers of power, respecting existing term limits, are essential to democratic development and long-term stability. We call on President Sassou to postpone the referendum, to defuse the current situation, and allow for dialogue and discussion.
Credit Suisse is looking to move nearly 2,000 jobs out of London because of its high costs. The bank's new boss said on Wednesday that it deals a blow to the city's status as Europe's dominant financial center. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.